the VFW Post 4797. I have some veterans in studio this morning to do the drawing for their big raffle that's been going on this summer. I have Jerry Lanehart in studio. He's post commander with the 4797. James Wood, the junior vice commander, and of course the quartermaster, Vernal Cleverly, all three in studio today. But I do have Jerry and James on the mic. Jerry, good morning. Let's start with you. This has been another great annual event. You were telling me you sold a record amount of tickets this year, right?
Yeah, good morning, Duke. We've sold 1,459 tickets this year, which is about 150 more than we sold last year, which was a record. So we've done exceptionally well. The folks here in the Valley are just super excited about the opportunity for this gun.
Excellent. Tell us about the gun. What are you raffling off here?
So we ordered a gun from the Civilian Marksmanship Program. It was a M1911A1. This gun was made by Ithaca in 1945. Ithaca made 250,000 pistols during the war, and Colt and Remington, who were the major manufacturers, made 9.5 million. So it's one of the rare versions of this particular pistol. So we were excited to have the opportunity to offer it as our raffle this year.
It certainly sounds like a collector's item, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely. Also in studio this morning, James Wood. James, tell us what the VFW will be using these funds for that you've raised with this raffle drawing.
We use them for the Patriot pin and then
Voice of Democracy.
Yeah, Voice of Democracy. And we help with the youth and teens to help show them what we do and what we've done to be where we are as veterans of forest wars.
Absolutely. So a very worthy cause. And Jerry, maybe just speak more to what you guys do throughout the course of the whole year with the VFW and how this raffle helps you guys do those things.
Yeah. One of the challenges that veterans of foreign war posts have throughout Wyoming is fundraising and having the funds to really support the programs that we do for outreach for the two programs that James mentioned, Voice of Democracy, Patriot's Pen. We work really hard with our local schools here to get them the opportunity to participate in these programs, and we've extended that opportunity out to the folks in Kemmer and into Cokeville. So it's not just a Star Valley thing. Our post covers all Lincoln County right now. And so for us, it's an opportunity to get those kids to participate in these programs and have an opportunity to win some national scholarships that will certainly go to helping them further education after high school.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's see if we can give this thing away, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, we have our third-party person, Dal Erickson. He's going to be the paw man.
And they've been shaking this thing up, all three of them, ever since I've been in here. So, I mean, it's well shook up.
Awesome. All right, let's dig in there and see who we got to give this thing away to.
All right. All right, it is out.
The winner is...
Karen Verning, I believe. Looks like she is from Townsend, Montana.
Wow. Very cool. Karen Verning. All right. The winner of the raffle drawing done by the VFW Post 4797 in studio this morning, Post Commander Jerry Lanehart with Junior Vice Commander James Woods and Vernal Cleverly, also the quartermaster in studio. Anything else you'd like to mention, guys?
No, I just want to really thank the folks that are in the Valley for their participation in this program. I know that there were a lot of folks that were hoping it was them, and we've continued a trend of our folks outside of the Valley winning our rifles and our pistols. And I think that that's a good thing in some ways, because that indicates that we're taking money from outside of our community to bring it in and help our veterans here in the Valley, as well as our students that are going to schools here. So it's not a bad thing that we're typically drawn foreigners tickets, because we are getting a lot of money from people that are outside of our community and bringing that money in to help us out. So it's a good thing that we're getting that participation as well.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to the drawing next year. Appreciate you guys and what the VFW does and for your service. That's the annual raffle gun drawing this morning. Congratulations to the winner. It's all part of the weekday wake-up news with Dan next.